This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:38 on the ticket. We do have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up earlier this morning at 7:55 on the Musers e-break. Mike Ducey swept his way to a victory, the fourth Muser atop the podium, but we have to crown the NIT winner, as we often do on Fridays here on the Sweet Spot. So without further ado, here's Montu.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates today here on the NIT break. So we will go around the horn at the end. We will vote on it and see who is the best of the rest. We start with one Bob Sturm from the hard line yesterday, leading into the rant revival. He had a live spot, and Gallo choked up.
In the rant revival, who is Lando?
The ticket.
Hello. I would like to visit with you today about my friends at EnterHealth and how they are helping the area in many ways. Whoa. Including those struggling with mental health or addiction, Corby. Call EnterHealth today. Whoa.
Bring it on down.
Ham, what is that drop labeled?
Oh, it's from Metal Gear Solid, the exclaim whenever somebody spots you.
I'm just curious. If I ever wanted to look that up, I wanted to know what to type in.
Whoa.
Just want to play drops one day. Just like, I want to have some fun here. Yeah. It is fun.
Oh, kind of Bob. A Norm Whoa. Throat. Clear.
Whoa.
Like, if I didn't know that was Bob, I would say that was an old Norm. Yeah, trying to set a joke or something.
And that one kind of came out of nowhere also. You usually feel it
right
on the way. It's like, oh boy, this is going to be bad. But
yeah, you
that
can turn
just,
the mic off. You can clear the throat.
Boom, right yeah. there.
But sometimes you power through and you get the, only on Inside Edition.
Whoa.
All right, there's Bob. He is a candidate number one. Candidate number two here on the NIT break is from Sunday morning, the show before us. It's Elf.
Right there.
So Elf likes to play a lot of audio. He doesn't have a computer that he plays them from, so he relies on his helpers, Connor or EA.
Is Connor there?
Yes. And there was a bit of a miscommunication, though, because Elf is ready. He's got a beautiful tease for this audio, and nothing gets played.
All right, those of you that know who Cheech and Chong are, way back in the day, they were hilarious. They had albums that we would all listen to, and they had the gigantic paper joint, paper roll in the album. Well, if you still have that, let me know. Anyway, they wrote a song about your Cowboys. Listen. On the ticket, I swear. You sing it, Travis.
Just the blank looks over there on that side of the room right now.
Maybe it's low on air.
Let's do it in the mix.
What did he say?
He said, let's do it in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do it in the mix. Okay, we can do that. See, and this is what you call Radio 101. When all else fails, what do? You do it in the mix.
Uncomfortable laugh there.
Man,
at the end.
I'd be so upset. If we had an audio segment planned and we're just like, you know what? We'll do it in the mix.
Yeah. Okay.
And what if the song was the Mexican-American song?
Is that
about
on
the
Elf?
Dallas Cowboys?
Legit question.
No,
this
it's not.
On Elf?
It's not.
Is that on Connor?
Okay.
Or
did
whoever's
Connor's
supposed to be playing the
really
audio?
On top of stuff.
I agree.
Did Elf give Connor the song beforehand? Is that why we're putting it on Elf? As we think he kind of just sprung
I
it on
you
him?
You forgot.
He forgot to tell him?
Yeah.
Do we have sources that...
Is it Connor over there? Connor?
Connor was there.
Okay.
This is not Michael. I'm going... Based on how this was sent to me, it was an Elf problem.
Okay.
So we will go with Elf. There was also a weird noise that EA made. I just noticed it. I'm going to... Let's see if
no way.
Here we go. Hold on.
What did he say?
He said, let's do it in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do it in the...
The was really weird. Yeah.
He said, let's do it in the mix. He said, let's do it in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Yeah.
Like he just had a little puke.
Yeah.
Like he's sweet and he's trying to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
He said, let's do it in the mix.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I'm glad he had his mic on. That's what's most important.
Oh, man.
When he has his mic on, it's great.
Yeah.
All right. It's about to get weird here because we had three different people get nominated for an NIT break for Robin's first name or
Richard.
What you might refer to as your ween. Mm. So the next three people had
what
that word come out of their mouth. We'll start with Corby,
so to speak,
who did this during Why Today Doesn't Suck. He was trying to read a birthday, and he said the D word.
I have a birthday, Monto.
By all means, Corby Davidson.
Please wish a very happy birthday to my good friend. This is from Michael Simpson. Very happy to my good birthday to my good friend, co-worker, and fellow P1, Brandon Mogg. His leader is Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Kenturpy. Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan.
Wait, oh, God.
What did you say?
He said Mystic D.
Yeah. Did you dump that?
Why?
Okay, good. Mystic
Why
D.
Why would I?
That's twice today we've had that word said.
Well, I have that on your mind.
That's what he used to call himself.
Drop request. Bob wants to plow.
Here comes Mystic D.
He's rounding the corner.
Off the rear.
Somehow didn't ignite a Corby Dolphin, though.
We don't need to dump that. It's somebody's name.
Pretty
it's
good line,
Richard.
Pretty good line from Bob.
Yeah.
He used to call himself that.
Yeah, there's no need to edit it.
But
like,
yeah.
Dick Vitale, we don't have to edit that out.
Yeah, Dick Allen.
And it's the horse's name, yeah.
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 What's the horse's name?
Dick.
Why do we
don't
giggle?
Be so mean to me. All right. In the same vein.
It's a funny word.
If you will.
Yeah. Sean.
Uh-oh.
No. Yeah.
Let's find out if you call someone by their name, Dick.
There was a good bit of confusion online when this Billy Bean, spelled B-E-A-N, passed away.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't too familiar with this Billy Bean. And it was probably around 5:30, 6 last night. I get on Twitter, and then I see... I think it was MLB put out the tweet that Billy Bean has passed away at the age of 60 from leukemia, and it shows a very handsome man holding a baseball bat. And I was like, ah, damn. I didn't know he was sick. You know, he's a good looking guy. They kind
of
look similar too.
Like,
I could see Brad Pitt also playing this guy.
Yeah. And he was working in the commissioner's office since 2014. So it makes sense that MLB put this out. They probably had an idea he was sick and, you know, sad passing in the baseball world, but the swarm of confusion didn't just stop on Twitter or online. It hit every different party. every different party. Yeah, I was thinking about the pool, actually.
Okay.
It's hot
as
pool.
We're talking about Billy Bean.
Every different
it hit you there.
Pocket of sports media, including
Classic Sean.
Up here at the ticket.
It hit every D.
Yeah, it hit all of them.
Oh, dude,
it's all
on
the D.
Dead.
Oh, no, I feel
it hurt.
Oh,
it's throbbing.
Throat.
Oh.
Ah.
All right. There is a...
I'm going to start using that term more often when there's really bad news.
Dude, just that one hit
you
right
in the D.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. When I heard Bob Newhart died, got me right in the D. All right. Now this one is a little bit different. It still involves the D, but when Dave Lane is, in the audio, you know that he meant to do it on purpose.
This is my promise to all the dude perfects out there. I'm going to rip off the veneer that I've had, the slimy veneer that I've had when talking about dude perfect in the past. I'm looking at this objectively as a documentary, and how did I consume the documentary, and how did it affect me one way or the other?
Okay, same here. I put aside all prejudices I have against Aggies or cheese, and I just took a clean slate into this.
Not
what is that?
Did you get rid of that? Were you guys in there listening?
Yeah, we got it.
I couldn't believe it for a second. I thought I misheard.
I thought maybe. Cornballs.
No. Yeah, you can't say
cornballs.
Just called them cheese D's.
And no apologies either.
No.
Just usually if it happens on accident, oh, crap, I'm sorry. Just, you know what? I said it.
I just love Cheese the table. Put it up from three-quarters court.
Just hold
the
follow through.
Yelled at by the coach and just keep, yeah.
He's like, keep doing it.
Keep running back down. All right.
What an MVP he is.
Oh, my gosh. It's gonna be my first pick in the
in season two.
E-break Fantasy League.
All right, there is Corby, Sean, and Dave, our tridecta. Coming up next year, we have EA as candidate number six.
Auto win.
EA handling top 10 duties, which means he has to do a ticker. He has to follow a Ranger game live, maybe even play some of that audio. The Ticket Ticker.
This ticker brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. The Texas Rangers trying to get back to their winning ways. Face off against the Red Sox tonight at the Globe. Corey Seager got the scoring started early with this dinger. The Red Sox, the Rangers wouldn't allow a two-run homer by Red Sox hitter Abreu, but the Red Sox put them up 2-1. But Tavares and Seager go back to back with home runs, and the Rangers get back the lead 3-2 in the bottom of the third.
Abreu.
There is so much there. Like the idea of Chuck Morgan changing the natural theme to Eve's Let Me Blow Your Mind. Goodness.
So good. All right. Is it Bob and his weird noise? Is it Elf not having audio ready? Is it Corby D's, Sean D, or Dave D? Or is it EA and his ticket ticker? I think we wing.
I would like to vote for weird noise Bob.
Okay. I saw them talking in the break.
Yeah.
This about was 100% planned.
No, this is not
we
about
told
pizza.
Them no.
That's why we're starting with Lando.
Lando's been here 8 months. It's time for him to get a new job. He's moving on. All right, Sean.
I'm going to vote for Bob as well. Just the organic nature of that, of the choke up, was just too good.
Him.
Out of all the D's, give me Sean.
Mino?
Thank you. I'm glad you chose mine.
I'm going to hit Sean in the D, too.
Okay. So I will be the tiebreaker. I would have voted for EA.
Voter fatigue with EA. Is that what we're getting?
Give me, for this week's NIT break win, the biggest D at the station,
yes.
Sean Bass.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
And Sean,
congratulations.
Feels good.
That is your second NIT break. Congratulations.
That's right. Hell yeah. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Sean, and all the D's.
And Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.